Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, a lot of wine lovers start off very early loving Bordeaux because it's a fascinating wine, very high quality. But then they start to realize how expensive it is.
Yes, it
They learn to look elsewhere. But that's not always the case, is it?
No, it really isn't always the case. And the thing about Bordeaux is it's a fairly large region with lots of little subregions, and there's always tons of places to explore. So I think if you like the old world style, and these all evidence the old world style, there's a lot to like, and some of it at quite reasonable prices. For example, a little wine called Château de Léotin, it's just a Appellation Bordeaux, sells for all of $12. This is a pretty good deal. It's the 2015. It's a great value, surprisingly good, medium-bodied, soft tannin, and forward berry flavors. In some respects, it almost seems a little bit like sort of a Washington State Cabernet, but with a little more dust, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Another really inexpensive one is Chateau La Roche Joubert. This is the Côte du Bourg. This one's going to be all of $15. Medium garnet, surprisingly accessible forward wine with moderate tannin, very good length, flavors of black fruit and spice, and it's very straightforward. So it's just a really good bottle for $14.99. Now, Chateau Lafond du Bergère, which is an Haut-Médoc, it's the 2012 vintage. This has got a little time on it. It's about $27, which is still a pretty darn good value. It's a mostly Cabernet with a little Merlot, a Cab Franc, and Petit Verdot blend. This is very enjoyable. It's soft. It's approachable. Very forward flavors of blackthroat with a hint of anise, and then a little bit of that subtle oak in the finish there. It was really quite polished for $27.
And totally ready to drink.
Absolutely ready to go, 2012. And then another one that I thought was a pretty good value at $24.99 was the Chateau La Rose Trintaudan, which is another Haut Médoc. This is a Cru Bourgeois, and again, the 2012 vintage. So same sort of thing, deep, rich flavors of ripe black fruit, good concentration and good length. And this is predominantly, again, a Cabernet Merlot blend with a little dominance on the Cabernet. Now, here are two stunners. This one really rocked my world. This is a Saint-Emilion from Chateau Roger Figeac. Sells for $24.99. So this is a deal. It's the 2015 vintage. My note here says, delicious, worth every penny. Deep garnet bordering on the opaque. Forward dark cherry, spice, cassis, lead pencil, woody, almost a little cedar with sort of like a forest floor kind of a characteristic,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is textbook Bordeaux.
Yeah, it's touching all the bases.
Yeah, it's hitting every cylinder, and it's $24.99.
Wow.
So that was great. And then, hey, you know, it's always nice to have a flat-out Margaux. This is Chateau de Rheims Valentin. This is about $40. This is Saturday night dinner. This is balanced and elegant, very polished, very sleek tannins. You've got your great black cherry flavors. What's so interesting about this one is that there's nothing one that jumps out. It's just kind of all super well knit.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful.
And it used to be you'd have to cellar these things for years, but it sounds
these are all approachable now.
Ready to go. Boy,
yeah.
We're going to put all of these on the website so you can take a look at them and figure out how to track them down. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.